Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today.
Cakes asked me to put up a poll of the day. Our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. And in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Limited by characters to really explain it out, but when will Terry McLaurin reach a new deal with the Commanders? Four choices. Before preseason. So I believe their first preseason game is August 8th. During preseason.
Yes.
Before regular season.
Okay.
Or we'll play without a deal.
Okay. So you have four choices.
And it's we'll play in the regular season without a new deal.
I'm stunned. I think he's going to play without a deal. Now, Joe Corey's an expert. He knows this. He's been through this a million times. He says he thinks they're going to figure it out. They'll come to some sort of compromise.
Let's see if I can craft up a deal.
I just don't see it.
Peters can come up with a new deal.
I don't see the Skins budging.
I would love to know what those numbers
are. I mean, you live close generally. To Ashford. Can you?
I don't.
Can you weasel your way somehow into the hallways there? And
I mean, Joe Corey said it could be him asking for more than what Jamar Chase is asking for. He's stupid, his agent's stupid.
If I'm Adam Peters and Buddy Baker sits across from me and says, "We want to be paid more
than Jamar
Chase." I would literally, I would laugh him out of the building, and I would call security. I would call
have
security
him escorted out.
And have Buddy Baker escorted off the premises.
Understood. Yeah. But I can't imagine the number he's that dumb. You know, it's a starting point number. He's going to come off it.
Right, and then I assume
it's almost still, irrelevant.
But we have no idea.
But even if you
we
come
have no
off,
idea what's going on in
even
negotiations.
If you come off that number, then the logical spot to fall back on is then you're in Justin Jefferson and I guess CeeDee Lamb territory.
That's still too high.
I don't think he asked for 40. What did Chase get? 40 million?
40.25 million.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure what the guarantee is, but
pretty confident he didn't ask for Jamar Chase money, but I would be surprised if he asked for a lot.
But
no one is going to come off it.
If he's probably asking for that Metcalf type of number. And
or a little above it.
Yeah, I would love to know what Peters is coming back at.
Schefter said it's significantly higher than the number that DK Metcalf is making. And he's making $33 million.
So if it's significantly higher than that, it's close to the Jamar Chase
number.
To
me, significant is $5 million more than that. And that puts you a little bit shy of Jamar Chase's cap number. I would laugh you out of the building if you were asking.
Well, he
me for
should
that.
Be laughed out.
Yeah, that's fine because that's your starting number, though.
He's not 26. He's
asking that because he knows they're going to compromise eventually. So, you know, he's not asking. Let's say he's asking for 36. He's not expected to get 36.
No.
You start at 36, no one is going to get chopped.
But I think the Commander's compromise number is like maximum
25.
Like, I think.
No, that's probably
like they'd
the
go
start.
Above and beyond because it's Terry and they like
28?
Him. 28? Maybe 30? Maybe. But that sounds like. That's a bridge too far for the Commanders, too.
You might be right.
I think they have wildly divergent opinions on what Terry McLaurin is worth.
Clearly.
But it also
that's
might
why
come
I think
down
they're,
to
not gonna, they're not going to budge.
It also might come down to the guarantees, the years.
Oh, definitely. They're not
getting...
But
if Terry McLaurin is getting offered $30 million a year, effing take that. All right? You're going to be 30 in September.
I mean, it seems
Come on.
It seems like a number that would be amenable to most people.
If he's not, okay, then that's a different story. If he's not getting
offered, I don't think they're offering him 30 anything yet.
You're probably right.
I think what they're offering
is closer
to Mike Evans.
No, I think the disconnect is they're offering him a number that starts with a 2.
Yeah.
And he wants an offer that starts with a 3. And that's...
The high 3.
Well, they
it sounds like the high 3.
Yes.
They sounds like the high 3.
They can't
threes.
Come to an agreement. They can't meet in the middle of
they're
that.
They're at an impasse.
But again, the team has all the leverage.
The team that what's throwing me, and I can't confirm that it's true, but seeing the report that Ayuk held in all through training camp and ended up signing for exactly what they offered him at the start of training camp. In other words, the hold in gained him nothing.
At the end of August.
Yeah, gained him nothing. If that report is true.
And I brought this up earlier. Maybe Buddy Baker, McLaurin's agent, is in over his head.
I definitely think that's possible.
I think that's a component here.
That's why I'm telling you, you go with a good agent, it just puts you above everybody. It just gets you at a certain level, mm-hmm. certain level of respect. They're not going to mess with you. They understand you cut deals all the time. You cut big deals all the time. It's one of the big reasons why we hired Bob Eatman. He was getting big deals for big guys in our business. And then, he unfortunately passed. Mm-hmm. So we're still within the family. We're with his brother, who's respected. But Bob was like world class. Bob was the...
He was Cal Ripken.
He was Cal. Billy. Ross is kind of like Billy.
We've talked about it many times.
I
know,
but I mean, it's true.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not Fred.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't realize. I just saw some... I guess... I assume it's real. I didn't bother. I didn't care that much. But I didn't know that the Kelseys had a third brother. They've got like a Manning. Like, what's the... They got like a Cooper Manning.
What does a third brother do?
Is that fake? Was that a fake story that I saw?
Have you been
that
duped?
There's a third Kelce brother?
Did you get duped?
Probably. Probably.
I think if there was a third, we would have seen him by now, right?
Okay, so it's probably fake.
I mean, I'm not doubting it, but
I didn't even bother to look at it, but I just I watched the video and I thought, well, that's interesting.
Well, like
it's a bit.
So he has no. They don't have a third brother.
No.
Okay. Good. entertained me while I was flipping through the reel, but I didn't bother to even check.
I would have thought you would have seen him in the box.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Right,
yeah.
With mom and Tay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
By the way, update,
I mean, unless he had a brother they just don't get along with.
No, I think it probably takes 1 second to Google it. And I didn't
Have we still not seen Aaron Rodgers' wife?
Yeah, that's
just kept that on the DL.
That's a weird bit.
I haven't.
Hold
seen
on,
it.
He got married. I've forgotten that.
You were in Vegas.
He got married.
I think you were the World Series.
My brain was getting baked in the sun in Vegas.
It's been a while. Okay. I feel like right. we
Maybe
talked about it a couple months ago. It was definitely before he went to Vegas.
I've kind of forgotten about
it. You sure?
Yeah.
Remember, they were complaining that he got married. He announced like on the first day he showed up, they had a wedding ring or something, and then he had gotten married. And then people were like, "Well, where's the wife? How can we see no pictures of the wife?"
Right.
And he was like, "She doesn't want it." She didn't want any attention.
She's very private.
You know, people are wondering if it's like a Manti Te'o thing. Or like,
made-up wife?
What's going on?
He said fake it in wife? June is when he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the wife's name is Brittany.
Okay.
But that's the only information anybody has.
I have heard it.
Maybe that's a fake name.
I played
Who knows?
The Brittany sound clip when we talked about being married.
That's how he remembers.
That's how I associate it. D. Woods chimed in and said, you can only have one liquid IV a day, EB.
Is that what they say? Why?
Well, that's what D. Woods is saying. I don't know if he's an expert.
I've had two a day many times.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what
I mean,
D. Woods is telling
me. If you're out on a golf course for 5 hours, you can only have one. I don't believe that. Maybe you just have to drink water.
Maybe
after
D.
That.
Woods is a Surgeon General, and I am unaware. But that's
I just
what
Googled
he's
it.
Me.
This thing says you can drink up to 10 servings of liquid IV per day.
Who am I going to believe now?
Which is equivalent to about 3 liters or 6 regular sized bottles.
I mean, I have 10 bottles of water in a day like today, and then at least 2 liquid IVs. At least. And then the other day, I went to Aldi's and I had the emergency pickle juice I had to buy. Because I was cramping up while I was driving.
Okay, so the liquid IVs is just what you're dropping into the water.
Yeah,
okay.
The power.
I just didn't.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by David Sampson, former Marlins exec. We can talk about the passing of Ryan Sandberg, the future
about.
Of the Nats, and more with him.
Trade deadline.
And the trade deadline, which is looming too. We'll get into that next.